been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown.
What the fuck? Damn, man. Welcome to Brown Water. It's your boy Handsome Lie in the building. The host with the most. All the hoes past the toast.
What?
I don't understand either.
Yeah, Ricky Suave on the Yavi. Y'all already know how this go, man. Shout out to that sponsor. We got a dope show for y'all. I just need my people to introduce themselves. Everybody, let them know who y'all are, who you be. Let's go.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success, aka Gressy and Twin for the win. My truck outside. Somebody tried to steal it, but I got the wheel locks and all that shit on it. So Twin is good. This Friday, my birthday bash. Very sorry, we needed a bigger venue, so we'll be at Club Lust. I know some of y'all don't like strip clubs, but for those that do, bring your singles and your wallets. All right, see you at Club Lust this Friday. You're the birthday boy. Yeah.
That was a long-ass intro. It's usually the outro.
Yeah, but I wanted the intro to match your weave.
Oh, okay.
My bags.
That is a nasty laugh. That is a nasty
That's a nasty
laugh.
Weave.
That's
all right. But go.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya, Bad Girl Tanya in the building. What's up?
And the team is assembled. How's everybody weekend going so far? This is Sunday afternoon. I'm going to start asking about everybody weekend before we get into our topics because, you know, people don't know us. You know what I'm saying? They think, you know what I'm saying, most of the part we whack, we corny ass people. How's everybody weekend going? Everybody lit? Anybody had anything going on? Any parties they went to? Anything?
Nah, I worked. I was happy working, though.
Okay, beautiful. And
mine is
Danny,
dope. I got things going on.
Okay, so she say? What got?
Silence is golden, sweetheart.
I was chilling, man. I had a dope weekend. I was just chilling with the wife and shit, and I was just on social media laughing and shit.
Real quick, before we get into the topics, explain the change of venue. Why is it change of venue? Because everybody knew it was going at Taj. Mm-hmm. I need you to... explain it real quick before the people, because everybody think it's still at Taj. They're gonna be at Taj.
Very, very, very sorry about that.
Start it off.
Please, everybody, we're gonna be at Club Lust this Friday. I mean, the issue was that we had a lot of, you know how parties go. You got to RSVP, you got to email us, and because Taj can only hold 300 to 350 people comfortably, you know, we have 500 RSVPs. So usually that doesn't mean 500 people is guaranteed to come out, but because we got that many RSVPs with 2 weeks still to go, and then you still got to think about the birthdays, the walk-ins, it was just too much to risk throwing it there and have people outside, and then, you know, that's how issues start and parties get shut down. So we're going to Club Lust where we have space and we can do what we want to do.
Beautiful. There we go. My man is accommodating for all the people that want to be in there and be around Brown Holy Water Podcast. Yeah. And my man Jay Black, birthday party, you know what I'm saying? Dude only turned 25 once in his lifetime. He's 25, y'all.
His face looks about 50.
Whatever, man.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Wow. 25.
Whatever, man. Let my man live.
Your beard looks like my weave, actually.
No. My beard look like your real hair. That's why you got on the weave. That's why you got...
That shit was itchy as fuck.
Tanya not gonna stand with her and boycott Netflix on that one.
Nah.
She's like, I'm keeping my weave on.
All right, man. We're going to start off with some good topics, good conversation for the people, man. We're going to bring it back to the real shit. We're going to start off with talking about, I don't know what type of relationship 301, 401, 501 we into, but we don't keep it going like 501 or whatever. We're going to talk about flirting in a relationship type shit. You know what I'm saying? So the first question of that topic is, is it okay for your partner to flirt with other people in a relationship? You know? So, because we're going to stick to one question at a time, one topic at a time. You know we're going to do this shit nice and smooth.
Fact.
So who would like to start off with that question?
I'm going to just say no.
Black is starting off with that question, ladies and gentlemen.
One. Yeah, and there's no...
Gressy
no,
for the win.
Yeah, there's no such thing as...
Is it okay to flirt?
No.
In a relationship?
No, flirting is a form of interest. You know what I mean? A form of interest is like cheating. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in cheating, you're halfway there towards cheating. So that's what flirting is. Flirting is the fuck you going dancing for if you can't dance? That doesn't make sense, my dude. You understand? I'm not flirting with nobody. It's only going to put the idea in your head. And once you have the idea, the action is not too far to follow. I'm Black Success. I see y'all Friday.
That was real short and sweet for the ladies. How about y'all? Let's go.
You looking at me? So that's a hell no. Under no circumstances, no flirting ever okay in a relationship. Because like Black said, flirting is basically letting the other person know without letting them know that you could take it to the next level. And you should not be giving anybody that okay once in your relationship. So no. Short enough.
What if it's harmless flirting? Like,
there's no such thing as harmless flirting.
No
such
thing as harmless flirting. If you're a grown person
and you can't have a proper conversation with the opposite sex without showing pussy or dick a dem, you need to reassess your fucking self. Okay? Okay.
You done?
I'm finished.
Okay, Mr. Long-winded motherfucker. Danny?
I think that there's levels to flirting and people don't understand it.
Describe the levels.
You have like light flirting, like maybe saying somebody's pretty or whatever, and then you got sexual flirting, which I think that you shouldn't be doing if you're in a relationship.
Are either of the two good when you're in a relationship? Or okay if you're in a relationship?
It depends on who your partner is, because some people think that it's like they're fine with their partner's flirting. I mean, me personally, I don't think so, because I think it just opens the door for people to shoot their shot and just other things to happen. And it just creates tension. But, like I said, there's some people, men and women, who are okay with their mates flirting. So,
I don't think it's such a bad deal if you're flirting and it's benefiting the relationship.
How does flirting benefit the relationship?
I don't know. Like, you can flirt. You can get me like 50% off at Foot Locker. I'm going to take you.
See,
like,
that's different. But me, it's like, that's why I said there's levels to it. Because is that being friendly? Like, you might take it as I'm flirting where I just see an opportunity and it's like, okay, this friendliness is working. So maybe I should just extend my charm
and
or whatever. Charm
and
flirting is different.
You tell your partner like, hey, I was flirting with him, you know, and it benefits us all together as a whole, then I don't think it's an issue.
But you have some people who are not with that. They don't care whether it's benefiting or not. They feel like it's disrespectful to their relationship. So regardless of whether you're getting something out of it or both of you guys are getting something out of it, are you really benefiting if I have an issue with something like that and I feel like it's disrespectful and you're doing it just to get a gain? No, because you're disrespecting the relationship.
Flirting is like that. It's like the saying, you know, have your cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? People love the idea of being with someone. Mm-hmm. But then they want the freedom to do what they want to do or what they feel like. I could do this. Ain't nobody controlling my life. Ain't no relationship holding me down.
But wait,
like,
just because you flirt with somebody don't mean that you necessarily want the person.
That doesn't, but they might think that.
All right,
exactly.
But
that's the problem right there.
Cool. So let's flip that. Let's flip what you just said. That's very interesting.
I'm devil's advocate.
And I'm going to tell you why that's a bad thing that you said. The person that you're in a relationship with is your representative. That means even when you're not there, they represent you.
And you represent them.
So when my car is parked, that's still twin. Nothing changed. Although I'm not driving it, the engine ain't running, That's still 20. It's still a respectable fucking car sitting on 22s. You know that shit could go. Snow, rain, summertime, the doors will come off. You know what the fuck it does, right? So when you have a different car, let's say like a Hoopty, and the Hoopty got the bumper all on the floor dragging, even when it's parked up, it still look fucked up. You understand? So what I'm saying is that if your shorty is out there flirting and people could see this, or even not even people could see this, the person that she's flirting with know about you, that person don't have respect for you. Because look at what your representative is doing. Your representative ain't holding you down. What you don't look good.
What if the perception? What?
I'm listening.
Yeah, what if the perception, right? Cancel the perception. What if you and your partner have an understanding that it's cool, it doesn't matter, flirting doesn't bother what we have going on, right? Mm-hmm. And y'all can flirt and do whatever y'all want, and it benefits the relationship. Is it a disrespectful to the relationship then?
You have to explain to me what the benefits are of flirting. Like, my thing is this.
What if you could fly for free? God, just flirt with this chick.
You don't need to flirt for that. But sis one penis at the end of the day. That's why sis is giving you those free what's name.
Don't mean so she always
gotta
get it.
Because you got women who are open, who will just come and just grope you for no reason, just because you walking by. Good dick grab. I'm just
women
saying.
Women do that. Anyway, they disrespectful in the club.
But what? All right, that's in the club. That's not anyway. Okay, and that's absolutely fine.
Not me. I don't.
Yeah, they know you better. Like,
but anyway, regardless of what the situation is, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful if you don't know the levels. Because at the end of the day, I look at it like this: if you're gonna flirt and you're in a relationship, you gotta flirt in a way where you leave it open for them to flirt with you, but you also leave a boundary there for them to know that they can't cross this, like they can't say certain things to you. You still could flirt, like I said, there's levels. You still could flirt, but you can't just be out here just acting like you're about to give it up to somebody, or just having them think that they can shoot their shot anytime they want to. Because say you with your girl or whatever, you with your girl and you walking down the street and sis just feeling froggy or whatever. She with her friends and she like, yeah, he was girl, watch, I'm about to go do this. Now you just started a whole situation.
No, she gonna get beat up.
She will get beat up, but I'm sure she will. But at the end of the day, you just started a whole situation that could have been avoided had you shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Pete Tanya.
Are we still going around the table? What? All right, here's my thing. My thing is, all right, I'm a bartender, so people just have this idea that all bartenders need to flirt to get tips or whatever.
Facts.
I don't need to throw my pussy on the counter to entertain you, and that's what people need to understand. You
at least
don't
throw
have
your
to,
titties.
I'm already dressing sexy. I'm already decent to look at. You got enough to go off of to actually want to engage in me, but I'm a person, like, I know how to have conversation with people. If you're an adult and you can't actually have a civil conversation with somebody of the opposite sex without making it sexual or sexualizing it, you got a real fucking problem with yourself. People who come to my job know I got a boyfriend. Never want, and this is before I even had a man. I just have a rule. I don't flirt because I don't want anybody to think it's okay to come up on me and hold my hands and rub me when I'm passing, grope me because I'm looking sexy or I give you certain eyes or whatever. Like, bitch, no, I want my respect regardless. I'm not letting that wall come down. Or flirting brings that wall down. It makes people think they could push their hand in the fucking pot. Mm-hmm. That's what flirting does. That's, yep. I just don't do it, period.
I've seen a lot of bartenders get violent.
That's funny. What I'm saying. Like, I could talk to you. We could have straight conversation. I can talk to you for hours at the bar without putting my pussy on the table. I could, you just don't have to. And also, complimenting is not flirting. You could tell somebody that's a nice outfit without, that don't mean I'm trying to fuck you. It could be a nice outfit.
Complimenting, the flirt is in the, it's not in the compliment.
It's in the intention.
It's in the tone. It's in the intention. It's in the tone.
It's in the tone.
And the tone comes from the intention. But once again, you could also curb that because, you know, I just want to let you know you got a nice outfit. Hey, but that's a nice outfit.
And here's a thing with levels to flirting. Somebody compliments you, they shoot you, they shot or whatever, right? You got a man. Mm-hmm. right? Or you got a girl, whatever the situation is, right? So a person is trying to shoot their shot, whatever. They just, you know, throwing little things there. How you shoot that down without shooting down the whole thing is you just smile, huh, that's cute. Thanks. You know what I mean?
I mean, thank you, and I smile, and I walk away.
But that leaves it open for them to continue because you can still get whatever you need because you're being friendly, but you're not entertaining it. Like, yeah, you sexy too, or yeah, you cute too. You know what I mean? Like, you just laughing it off. And kind of curving them, but still leaving it open for opportunity. Yeah, that's it.
Before we leave this topic, I want to say that...
we got a long way to go on this topic.
We still
got
you. The first question.
Got you. But I also want to add that embarrassment brings breakups.
Yep.
That's
because you got to think that a lot of relationships could survive. It wasn't that you got another chick pregnant that made her say fuck that.
Yep.
It's that you embarrassed her the way you did it.
Facts.
It wasn't that you cheated that made her fuck. You embarrassed her. You fucked her coworker. You embarrassed her. Yep. Embarrassment caused breakups. So flirting bring about embarrassment. Let's take it like this. Me, I'm a man of too much pride. I got way too much pride. I talk too much shit to be embarrassed. I'm gonna be honest. If Sushi was out there flirting,
ego is the enemy, my brother.
I mean, do you know how stupid I would look though, bro? If my girl was out there flirting with somebody,
you're regular, I'm not, because she better not be, motherfucker.
Because I'm doing my job. You understand? It's one thing to be flirting with a motherfucker lacking. I'm out here doing my job, homie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But go ahead.
Yeah. Tanya kind of touched on this earlier, but so does. Flirting kind of opens the door to cheating.
Yes,
I'm
starting
with you.
Yes, I think it does because you're leaving the wrong impression.
What if,
and my thing is this. So,
what if it's before you get deep into it? What if it's like friendly friend? Like, if you know, like, you don't want nothing, but you just flirt, you know, because you know you can flirt. Like, some people flirt because it's like they know they're attractive and they can get more things out of people.
To them.
Yeah, it's entertainment, something, and they know they can get more things out of people. No one ain't gonna give the person the pussy, they ain't gonna give the person the dick or whatever. They just flirt because they know that maybe the other person likes them and they're gonna do more for them. That really doesn't open. Do you think it opens the door for cheating for that person because they know they can use their attraction as a tool?
It depends on what the boundaries are with that person because, but then there's levels to flirting once again. So, my thing is this you have people who are, when you open that door, when you're flirting with somebody, like, I get it if you just flirting with somebody you never met or something like that, whatever. But when you're flirting or, like, say, like I said, there's levels. So just say somebody feels like, all right, like, he always flirting with me. He's always saying something to me or whatever. So let me try to shoot my shot or let me get him in a position or whatever because now they're trying to get you. So some women or men, they come up with tactics to try to get this person. They trying to spend more time. Oh, I know if I flirt with her, she going to take me here. She going to drive me here or he going to drive me here. He going to drive me there. That's more time spent. That's more situations that are happening. That's more opportunity for long time. This is just a situation, but that's more opportunity for long time. And all of this is happening all off of a flirt because you open that door to make them feel comfortable enough to say certain things to you because you say certain things to them. That's disrespectful in your relationship.
That's a fact.
Period.
That's a fact.
And it is embarrassing.
It, of course, it opens a door for
Do you really believe that it really opens the door?
Okay. By okay.
Because you tell me all the time you're in a relationship. And
nigga, I tell you hi. How the anyway.
I ain't gonna blow it up. I'm sorry, Cookie. I ain't gonna blow it. Actually, Cookie, keep washing the cars. Don't worry about me.
He just tuned in, actually. Anyway.
I seen
but,
him. Fuck that nigga.
Go ahead, go. All right, but this, how I look at flirting is you sending a message to the person that you're open for something else.
Facts.
That's how I look at it. So if you're going to send that message, no matter what your intention is, it opens the door because maybe you could be innocent, according to your definition, innocently doing it for some shit, and the person shoot back a shot, and you're like, wait. And then your mind starts following it, and then shit happens like that.
Thanks.
People end up in situations off of things they really didn't think it would have come out of. So just, my thing is, I ain't flirting with no fucking body. If I'm single, I'm a flirt. If I'm in a relationship, nobody's going to say, oh, look, XYZ girlfriend over there talking to this nigga, blah, 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 blah. That shit is not coming back to him. No, I don't want that. I don't want that image of me also as a woman. I don't want him to be that woman who is in some other nigga face knowing I got a man, knowing I got a public relationship. Are you fucking crazy? No. Under no circumstances. It can't pass me. That's how I'm built. That's how I feel. I'm not going to embarrass myself. I want people to have a certain natural respect for me. And that goes also how I carry myself. Because I can't be in a public relationship, but because I'm a bartender and I got to entertain people, I got to throw pussy over the fucking counter. Or people could observe that me. No, no, no. No. I respect myself and respect my man and my relationship. It's not flying. You could be nice to people. Like, being nice is okay. You could be nice, be cordial, have a decent conversation without sexualizing it. The motherfuckers sexualize everything.
Some people take a decent conversation.
That's a problem with them.
How?
It's a problem with them. If you're thinking a man talking to you means he's just talking just the fuck, that's a problem with you and your fucking insecurity.
It depends. Yeah. Like, you can tell how something's going.
Like, how's your day? And you answer me back, I think you flirting with me.
Really?
Yeah. If you tell me how your day was.
I don't consider that flirting. That's not true.
No other nigga would have cared what your day was like. He ain't flirting with you.
That's not flirting.
That's a fact.
I don't think that's flirting.
If a nigga asks you, hey, what's up? You answer, I'm chilling. And be like, how's your day? That's flirting.
If I ask somebody, how's their day? That's flirting. You flirting with me, girl. That's not flirting. I'm telling you. That's just general conversation.
I'm telling you the truth.
Dude, that's how you feel. Because you always try to fuck everything walking.
I know. Women don't ask men those type of questions.
This is real shit. A woman asks, that means you reciprocating this conversation. You engaging in the conversation. So I'm like, yeah, how's your day? And you tell me, and you ask me, how's my day? I'm like, oh, she flirting back. She interested. So don't think it's just a general conversation. I'm thinking like, oh, you want to know how my day is.
You sound like a girl. Like, you know how females, like, they might, like, no, they just feel, I get what you're saying.
See what every single man probably going through. If a nigga jump in your DM, ask you how your day is, and he say, and you answer how your day is, he be like, oh shit, she telling me how her day is, so I got a shot. This is real shit. This is not like
she's giving me more information.
If you dump that whole question, I'm like, all right, she ain't jacking me like that. But yeah. She telling me, you giving me information.
Well, if it's somebody you're acquainted with, it's a conversation. That, yeah, a random person you shouldn't be doing
flirt.
That with.
Yeah. You got a man, you shouldn't be telling me how your day is. Say that shit for your man.
I feel
don't
you're
tell
saying.
Me how your
saying.
Day was
that's
if you got
saying.
A man.
That means another
you tell me
man could tell your man, oh, yo, Nat, she gonna tell
hey,
you
yo,
she got her cramps
my nigga,
week.
My nigga, she had her cramps. She said her day was long. Her coworker got on her nerves. Yeah, you can't do no shit like that. You got a man, lady.
That's different.
No, you got a man.
Don't tell the other man
how your day
that's
was.
That's not true because
he's
she could have friend zoned you and she could just be telling you about her day as a friend.
Don't matter.
If you
got a man, listen, I'm telling you some real shit. You got a man,
I feel you.
Your man is entitled to that bullshit ass. I want y'all to understand.
I agree with you, well, damn.
If you got a man, your man is entitled to that bullshit answer. Like, oh, my day was this and that. If you tell some other nigga how your day was, he thinks he's trying to talk to you. Yes, that's too much.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So what if
you're like, okay.
You gotta specify that. If somebody, how's your, like, if a guy or a girl's just like, how's your day? And you're like, my day went well, I did this, I did that. That's what you're talking about. Like, I did this, I
if
did
you
that.
Explain
and, like,
your day,
was,
if
yeah,
I could
okay.
tell the nigga that you're talking
you're gonna
with,
explain your day
like,
to somebody.
He said, yeah, she had cramps today, and her coworker got on her nerves, da, da, da. And you talk to me like that, and you think you're not really shooting your shot back, you out of your damn mind. Me and you are talking now.
That's too much information.
Fact. This
that's
is real shit. You giving me a lot of information. I can feed up that conversation and keep going. You just be like some good.
Yep.
I'm like, all right. And she kind of curving me kind of like, because she gave me like a bland
short
answer.
Like, it was
but if you really detail your answer.
I'm taking notes.
Take it. I'm telling you the truth. This is what I'm here for, philosophy. If you give me the real truth of how your day was.
The question got people on coming too.
Exactly.
Because now I'm a feed up that shit. Oh, word.
Then again, that's you feeding interest.
Fuck that old bitch. She hating on you anyway. Well, how your day gonna be tomorrow? Right.
But listen, that's feeding interest. The person is.
But that's
yeah,
what I said.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
but
not flirting.
That's
okay.
Flirting though.
That's just. Keeping the conversation open because you're interested.
Why are you keeping
the
conversation open?
Because you're interested in that person.
That
I don't consider
that. Means
but that's flirting.
That's flirting.
The intention. The intention. The bottom line, that for me, Danny, is the bottom line is the intention.
He's interested
in
you.
If you my girl,
clearly interested in you.
Don't even answer some nigga that asked you how your day was. Don't, because that's for me.
Well, I'm good at good.
Some nigga can never tell me. I'm just saying.
I'm going to say,
no
random man
should never tell Cookie how your day was.
No random man can come
tell. Even though I can tell Cookie how your day was. But I'm just saying, I'm different because I'm on the show.
You know, we got to. He always plug him fucking self.
That's how I do, man. The guy needs love connection.
Amen. This is crazy,
man. But that's for the ladies. Don't give random men unnecessary.
Don't entertain them. Conversation
if you're not really interested in them, because they're gonna take that little interested shit and run with them.
Well, the good thing is I don't have that problem. I could tell whoever I want how my day was. I'm good.
All right, all the niggas.
That's a benefit to being
single. Yeah, because everybody gonna know how your day was, and they go,
"Oh, everybody's not gonna know how my day is." I'm saying
the people that you tell,
they can all get a group chat now. Yo, she said.
She told me she was on. Told me she had cramps. Well, she didn't have cramps. She had cramps last week. She lied. Nigga, period came on Monday. Fuck out.
Meanwhile, I'm by myself sipping my tea.
Meanwhile, but you give that information out. That's what they gonna compare to.
You got control your information. Yes.
Well, that's on them. Well, just like y'all say about women, at the end of the day, like. What you think is what you think. We know what our intentions are. You know what your intentions are.
Well, don't be a lying ass bitch. Just tell the truth.
Exactly. You don't have no person. What the hell is that got to do with anything? What did I just?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. What the hell?
Fuck out of here. Exactly.
Fuck
these lying ass bitches.
That was mad random.
That was great. All
right, it's the last part of the the flirting and relationship topic.
He's talking to me. I'm all
right. That's a good show. I like it. Right,
man.
Now.
Fuck that, man. We back, man. Brad, hold me with chemistry, right?
Let's get it.
Bring it all in, man.
What dance are we here for?
I don't know.
Do that again.
That's a fake dance.
Fuck this, Brad. Hold me with a chemistry.
Let me see what is Friday at lunch. What's going on?
No. This is like, let me tell. Let Hefe talk. Nigga just said shit. This is a good conversation. I mean, this is a good question right here. I want y'all to understand it. Because I battle this thing right here. Do you think flirting is a habit that you can stop, or characteristic that's a part of your personality, and why?
Conceited motherfuckers can't stop flirting.
Shh. Shut the fuck up. Go.
Nah, go.
Nah. Exactly. Look, do you think it's part of a person's characteristic, or you think it's something that you can just turn off and stop?
Okay, it's you all crazy.
Let's go. I want to hear you
it's
talk.
It's a part of their characteristic, but it's, how should I put it? All right. Conceited motherfuckers can't stop flirting because they need the attention. They need to throw shit out there to have somebody just massage their ego again. Like,
is
tell them about shit.
Is it conceited or is it confident?
Nah, it's conceited.
Okay.
Confident.
That's a
confidence is a whole different thing. Conceited is people, they're so self-absorbed, narcissistic motherfuckers who so in love with themselves need people stroking the fuck out of their ego all the time. Especially if they're attractive. So they'll be flirting all the time just to get back that response they're accustomed to that keeps feeding their fucking ego.
Okay.
So is that a characteristic or is that a
It's a characteristic. I consider a characteristic. It's not the most positive one, but it can get you in trouble. It's not going to work in a fucking relationship, too. Those motherfuckers who can't have a relationship because they don't like the...
You can't have a relationship if you're, conceited. Thank God none of us here is conceited. Thank God.
None of us.
Nobody's conceited, narcissistic people on this show. We all well-leveled people, you know what I'm saying, humble. And you think people that are conceited and narcissistic can't have a successful relationship because they need to feed their ego type shit?
They can, but it depends on the person they're with. No. The person they're with needs to understand who they are. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna be with you and I know this is your character trait, I have to accept this is who you are, part of you, and deal with it within our relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they can't have a relationship, but their partner has to be okay with that characteristic in them. Mm-hmm. It just comes with a package. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Danny?
I think that it's a habit and it's not a characteristic.
Why?
Let's go.
First of all, what?
You, chill out, baby. I'm just talking to you.
I'm listening.
Relax, man. Crush that mentality.
I'm just saying,
you believe in zodiac signs and stuff.
Yes,
right?
I do.
And like I said, for certain zodiac signs, I'm just saying, I don't believe in zodiacs and all that. But they say Aquarius is type shit. Like, we like attention, blah, blah, blah. And I don't feel like this because I'm very shy. I'm very, like,
You can be shy, and you can still crave for attention.
I'm very antisocial.
He is shy. He is
You're socially antisocial.
I am. I'm very antisocial. I think I'm socially awkward because I don't like being in the mix and everything. But right. So, but the signs say that like I like fake attention, but I don't, and it's weird. So, why do you feel the way you answered?
Why do, you feel like
why do I feel the way I feel like? Yeah. No, I feel like it's a habit. I think that you don't have to, like, there are ways. People get confused with charm and flirting. You get what I'm saying? Like, charm is completely different. Charm is, to me, is a characteristic. Flirting is something that you can stop. You don't have to say anything to that girl. That's your ego that wants to say something to that girl so that she could say something back and make you feel better about yourself or make you feel more empowered or whatever the situation is. You don't have to flirt with that man, but you want his attention. And he's going to give you that attention. So you know the different ways that you can say, like, you know the different ways that you can
you
pull him
triggers.
In. You know the triggers. You don't necessarily have to do that. If you dim your ego, you don't have to flirt. If you're confident within yourself, you don't have to flirt. Like, you don't need that attention from other people. That's a habit. That's something that could be stopped. Charm is something that you have. You know what I mean? That's something that just comes off. It reeks off. You know what I mean? You don't have to necessarily flirt, but you could smile a certain type of way and a bitch will fall in love. You get what I'm saying? So I think people confuse it and they think that it's a characteristic. Like, nah, this is just what I do. Like, this, no, that is just what you do, but it's something that could be stopped. It's something that you can compromise with. You know what I mean? You find you a right person that boosts your ego. You're so busy looking on the outside that you're not checking the inside. I am Georgie Success.
So you think... I like to finish... So you think that people can actually stop the characteristics that's built inside them that they grew up in life with?
I feel like you can stop whatever it is you want to. I mean, just as a prime example... There are certain things. It's discipline. It's
Will
practice.
Smith said that. Shout out to Will Smith. He's my
a Libra.
Life coach. I love him. He's my
Thank
life
you.
Coach, man.
He's a Libra.
I love Will Smith before he was on Instagram. Everybody know that.
I love
like,
Will and Jada's
Tupac and Will Smith is like the perfect mixture of me. Like, them niggas need to have a baby and they got lie. But
that was weird. But okay.
I don't
Tupac
care.
Say that's your mentor.
I don't care. No. I know everybody know me. Anybody who knows me personally knows how much I love Will Smith and knows how much I love Tupac.
Well, everybody knows now.
Everybody knows now, but I'm talking about the people that knew me growing up in life. Like, this ain't no fake shit.
Oh, you
like,
got Tupac heart and Will Smith ears, so it kind of balances.
It makes sense.
Boom. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving wasn't done in a day.
Hennessy in the summertime. But Black Ed, man, do you think it's a trait that you can turn off, basically? Or is something that just, like, in you and you just can't? Like,
and we're talking about flirting, right?
Flirting. Yes. You know what I'm saying, like,
flirting is a part of someone's personality. You know, see, the thing about people is we all have different personalities. We all have different ways that we get across. Some people are real serious with their personality. They want you to know, I'm educated, I went to school, I got all these degrees, you know what I mean? And that's 4.6
GPA.
And that's their personality. Some people want you to know that they're not from the hood, they're not from the projects, and that's how their personality come across, you know what I mean? Some people are assholes, some people are idiots, and some people come across flirtatious. Because that's the response that they want. The way you come across is based off the response that you want. So with saying that, flirting is a choice.
Facts.
It is a part of your personality, but it's also a choice. It is something you decided to put there. Just like the seriousness, just like the educationalness, just like I'm not from the hood. That's something you put there. You wasn't born with that.
I don't agree.
I mean, why not?
This is why I'm telling you, because for this question, right? Mm-hmm. I think some women take a guy being nice and cordial as taking it as flirting.
What's nice
very
and cordial?
Like, hey, good morning, how you doing? A woman can take a good morning, how you doing, like, all right, have a good day, and think it's flirting. Like, think it's flirting.
Okay, so time out.
And this is real shit.
But is that true?
Wait, let's slow down.
No.
We got to break it down. We got to break it down. Yeah. So when you're talking about those, that community of women, that get it confused between a guy being nice
but this
or
is you.
A,
if this is you,
gentleman.
If this is you being cordial, regular,
this might be. It's
good morning.
That say good morning to men every morning just because they see you, just because you're black.
Men say
they might
good
be
morning.
Like, yo, good morning, bro. Or a dude might give you a head nod. You understand? So,
and men taking that flirting too. You won't see my dear.
I don't know about that. But what I'm saying is this. Some people need to think it's something else.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Some people need to think
that's
it's
good.
Something else.
That's good.
Don't get that. Don't get
that's
that
good,
part
black.
Twisted. Don't leave that part out. Mm-hmm. That's like a lot of females be like, they're like status. Be like, oh my God, fella, stay out of my DM, dog. If you get a screenshot of that DM, it'd be like, yo, I'm a personal trainer. Let me know if you want to work
facts.
Out.
Facts.
Yo, my man just started a business. I see you wear this or that.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So it don't be all dudes trying to fuck. It be dudes trying to do business, dude trying to, mm-hmm. you know, give some advice or other kind of information. It don't be what it seems. Mm-hmm. So people want it to look like the opposite so mm-hmm. that it seem like the attention is there. Mm-hmm. Don't be fooled, my nigga.
But sometimes
people get bamboozled every day.
That is a fact.
Wait.
Some people do get bamboozled, but it's also sometimes if you come off as a Like, not gonna say happy-go-lucky, but just like a nice,
good
mature,
positive-spirited person.
It seems like you're flirting with a person. If I see you and say good morning, how you doing? I crack a joke with you and keep it pushing. A woman in general, always a woman, but people tend to think that could be flirting. If I'm just a happy-spirited
person,
but that's
I just told you that's
correct.
Your personality.
Like, that's how it is, and also
that's
like,
the response
wait,
you
no,
wanted.
No, because it also goes by your environment. Because you think about New York, people don't talk to people like that.
That's true.
In Virginia, down south, everybody like, good morning.
In New York, every elevator quiet.
In New York, exactly.
A packed elevator quiet.
If I walk into an elevator, good morning, how everybody doing? What's
everybody
drinking,
looking
coffee?
Crazy.
They're going
to
think
you.
But listen though. Like I said, that's what's inputted. You are embedded into the culture. You're like, oh shit, mm-hmm. people don't talk in the elevator. People don't talk to strangers. I'm gonna look mm-hmm. weird telling this motherfucker good morning. So now you turn that into who you are. So
yep.
that's something you got control of.
Yep.
You have control to put it in or take it out, homie. So at the end of the day, the same way.
Pause.
But you that's the same thing that I'm trying to say what you saying, good morning, how you doing? Cracking a joke. That's because you want a certain reaction, and that's what you want to do.
Not the reaction.
Sorry.
Yeah, you want somebody say it back? What
not
if you're talking to just you?
Like, I had culture shock when I came here from the Caribbean because, you know, it's a whole... Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm serious. Once I came here from Southside, I had a culture shock. I wake up in the morning,
you know,
I'm like good morning
would,
to you.
You know, something like... You know, start something like, you know, me
the
even coming in.
Go ahead.
Something like me even coming into work and telling everybody good morning. Even let's say something happened, like between me and a co-worker the day before, and I come in the next day and say good morning, looking like I was just a fucking weirdo.
That's a fact.
Like, why are you so happy, whatever? And then, like, but the manager is kind of like the fact that I was always just cheerful. I really didn't have things bothered. All of a sudden, I was a brown noser. When I wasn't even trying to brown nose, but that's just how I am culturally. I was trained to have certain mannerisms to people. I'm at work. You can be pleasant to your co-workers. What happened yesterday happened fucking yesterday. You shouldn't be dragging that shit and trying to hate people for that. But I mean, that was embedded in me. So based on what you're saying is that my personality was built from a child,
right.
And that's how I grew up. But right. It's hard for me to turn that off because you got a different personality.
Right.
Facts.
I can't
but
turn
I'm
friendly me on too.
I'm
like
trying
I'm
to tell
mad
people,
friendly.
I'm
but,
just trying to get people to understand you're not born flirtatious.
No.
You decide.
You're
born
with
charm.
You're born with the person that you are. Everybody's not the same personality, right?
Flirting
some people
is
are
a learning
person.
Experience.
Being a people person, it comes off as flirtation.
Your personality is built,
but
bro.
It come in
you
built
no,
in
no,
with
no.
what it
it
actually
is, built.
Is different.
Your
it is.
You know what
I
mean? And your confidence
at,
is
like,
built.
No.
It's
I don't
built.
Know.
It's custom made, homie.
As I have kids, right, I look at my son. He don't know, like, he's not flirting with a girl. But he'll see a girl, he'll go up and talk to her, like, hey, what's up?
He see that shit on Culture.
But here's this, and this is what he's I mean a, about levels, like, though.
He don't know he's flirting
it on
life.
Cartoons.
No, because my son is the same
his
way.
His does it too.
It must be the ears. It's the Obama ears.
But this is what this I mean what about saying. This is what I mean about levels, because you're keeping it at the you're keeping it at the bottom level. Like, hey, good morning,
friendship.
How you doing?
Yeah, just yeah. Greetings.
But there are levels to it. If you going up to a girl and you saying certain things to her, like, she's gonna think that you with
certain
the shit.
Like what? What's flirting
but
off
I will,
of certain
I will,
things?
I will, I'm going to be devil's advocate for a moment. I've had situations where girlfriends, homegirls or whatever, hit me with the, guess who tried to talk to me? I'm like, who tried to talk to you? X, Y, Z. I'm like, what are you saying? You know, he said hi when he was passing. I'm like, do you really, you really consider that somebody trying to talk to you? Somebody on his way out from the club. Say, hey, get home safe.
I got it right now. You saying something about Tanya's titties. Tanya, do you think that that's flirting?
Tanya, no, I'm flirting with her.
I wasn't going to say.
So, is there not levels?
There's not levels. I'm
next
telling
topic,
her.
Next topic, please.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, that's flirting. You keeping it at good morning.
No. But this my ain't thing good morning.
But,
I say good morning, nice
she,
titties.
But my thing.
I said, hello, nice titties. Take your jacket off. Let me see them shits.
Exactly.
That's but, good flirting.
Exactly. But my thing is
it's
this.
For
but my thing is
I
this.
Fuck.
So if she was to push up on you and she wanted to fuck, right? Just saying, Nico, I love you. I'm sorry. Just listen to
Nico.
Like, I'm just
answer
saying.
Question.
Shut up.
No
shut
remorse.
Up. So I'm saying, would you not take that as he's trying to take you down? Would you take that as being friendly?
Yeah, I'm extra friendly.
Yeah, we gotta close out on this one and go to the next.
Stop hitting, Black.
I mean, we might not have time,
answer.
Baby.
Let her answer.
Listen, he can flirt all he wants.
I still got
I'm just saying.
She still controlled her gatekeeper. Because I'm not raping. I'm not Bill Cosby. I'm not jumping in that gate over the
but I'm just saying this to make an example as
okay,
to level.
He's flirting. Whatever it is, but I still have the choice of how I receive it.
Exactly. You have the choice of how you want to respond.
You
so regardless of if you're flirty or not, you know, all right, I'm in a relationship or whatever. If I flirt with him, it might open up a door for cheating or open up
definitely
a door for opportunity.
Definitely.
I rest my case. I am Georgie Success. Thank you very much.
Next topic.
Yeah, come on. Keep the show going, baby.
She all the way from the table. You
fact,
see that?
I don't know what she said. She thought she was dropping the bomb. We all agree with her. What? We all agree with her.
Let's
we all know what's
baby
going on and shit,
but go ahead.
We don't get to the next topic. We don't talk about we don't talk about unprotected sex. Now, let's talk about unprotected sex, man. Can you have unprotected sex with someone you aren't in a relationship with and give off the wrong impression?
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, what you mean?
Good question. Like, you dating somebody, you fucking them, and then snatch up the comic. I mean,
the comic.
Does that set up the wrong impression off rip?
There's a writing.
I mean,
you're my boyfriend.
Am I taking off the condom?
Maybe she take it off. Does that send the wrong
impression?
No matter,
y'all still bugging.
Listen, you went on a date. You're not together. You're not boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay.
Maybe y'all hit two times. Boom.
Okay.
She hit twice already. Boom. Pull the shit off. Black success. I'm ready to fill this shit.
I had to have it.
Yeah. Does that send the wrong impression?
They want the hit.
Do you as a man feel like that's the wrong impression? She's sending it as a woman. She take it off. I want to feel Black success.
Yeah.
I need to see the veins.
She want that thang. Yeah. She want that thang.
How do you feel as a man? Does that send the wrong impression? And y'all not in a relationship.
Yeah, you know, unprotected sex is a big deal. That's kind of like marriage. You know what I mean?
Let the man finish.
I'm a joke now. I'm a cartoon now. Huh? Listen, unprotected sex is like marriage, my nigga.
Why is he in the car like that? What is wrong with y'all? Y'all mad annoying.
How can it not be
marriage? Y'all mad annoying. Finish what you're saying, Black.
Keep going.
Listen,
finish what you're
saying.
Keep going.
Yo, listen. Let me tell you something. Unprotected sex is like marriage, and I'm going to tell you why. Yo, do you know how much power you're giving somebody to go raw in you?
facts.
You know how much... No, I don't think... I don't want y'all to disagree with me. I want you to think about what the fuck I'm saying. Do you know how much power you are giving somebody? Nigga, that person could change your life forever.
Facts.
That's true.
Just like a marriage.
She could.
Facts.
What? It only take one marriage and it's just like that. It could change your life for better or for worse, my nigga. Right. Like the vows, you feel me? So going raw could do the same thing. Going raw could change your life for better or for worse. You get a kid, you get a disease, you get something permanent. It's for better or for worse. It's the same thing. Unprotected sex is marriage. So, yeah, it changes things for me. I got to think about this. If I want to do this, is crazy to me. And I'm not saying I'm innocent and I've never done it, but it was a thought out process. It's like you have it. You should just be.
Why are you holding a mic like that? Yo, get him some water.
Oh,
Lonnie, some get up.
I'm just saying, that shit crazy, son.
I like how you ended it.
Nah.
I never said I know it.
Jesus.
I just keep it real, son.
Danny, let's go. Answer the question.
Do it gives off the wrong impression? I don't think that it gives off the wrong impression, because I feel like conversations are always needed and communication is key. So, but I do think that it sets an underlying tone that somebody trusts you enough with their life.
Mm-hmm.
And like Black said, he feels like it's kind of close to a marriage. I feel like it's just a real big trust issue. And I feel like if somebody trusts you with their life like that, then there are just certain things that you just shouldn't do. And there are certain boundaries and there are certain conversations that need to be had if you guys are not protecting yourselves.
Conversations like what?
Conversations like, what are we doing? Because at the end of the day, you fucking me raw. I don't know who else you fucking raw. If there's no set line there that, all right, like, we're dating exclusively or we're a couple or whatever the situation is, because you could be fucking me raw, you could be fucking somebody else raw, and you might think the same about me. I could be fucking you raw, I could be fucking somebody else raw. So if that's the situation, then conversations need to be had.
That's a fact. And you gotta, sorry.
Stop.
Tanya, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you cut her off. Stop.
No, let me
stop.
Just let me
stop.
Just say this.
Stop.
This is important. People
stop,
need to know this.
Man, stop.
My thing is
let
that.
Tanya go. Right, Tanya to talk.
Alright, go ahead.
Tanya, talk.
I had fire for y'all just.
Bring the fire back after Tanya go. This is the problem. What's going on? Go, Tanya. Tanya, put your 2 cents in, girl.
It.
3 cents. 4 cents. Dollar.
Cent.
That laugh. Throw the whole laugh away.
Nah, I can't tell you.
Listen. Like, unprotected sex is just...
fun.
Unprotected sex is another way of saying, I trust you with my life, like Danny said.
Do you think...
It,
right,
listen,
question. Go ahead. I mean, I said after.
It
go ahead.
Does go. Definitely. It doesn't send a right or wrong impression, but it sends the impression to this person that I am giving myself on this level to you. Now, we could possibly have a kid. We could be tied for life. We could possibly share some microbes that could affect us negatively for a long time.
The pH balance up.
You could do a lot of shit. You could do a lot of damage to me once you start having unprotected sex. But you can also hurt me if we sleep in the same bed or we using a condom. You could set somebody up to kill me. You never fuck me wrong. You know, so you gotta understand it's another form of saying I trust you or I want you to trust me. Or it could also be forcing the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a form of saying, listen, I'm ready to give myself to you on this level. You ain't saying want a girlfriend, but you could fuck me wrong shit.
That was
I'm ready to connect.
That was good.
I'm ready to connect with you. So let's skip the friendship phase and take the condom off. Let's jump the relationship because it's some relationship shit right now. You should not, if you're dating, I highly advise against fucking somebody raw because you give that person too much power. That's why a lot of people running around here
without their life. No matter what their life, you accept their life.
Everything that comes with them, their past, everything
that
comes with them.
That's a lot of years. I'm 33.
That's a lot of shit.
I'm fucking things with years on them. That's a lot of years I'm walking into.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Sends the impression that I want a relationship.
Nah, you about to say something before I cut you off.
I think that's what it is. It sends the impression that you want a relationship, which is why a lot of men get fucked up when they start fucking bitches raw and be surprised at how women change. Because you told them, bitch, I'm ready to commit to you in a certain level by taking that condom off.
Well, no, they didn't tell him that. The action implies that. The action implies that, but to you. That's your problem. That's not his problem.
But listen. If we fuck raw, there's a chance that I can get pregnant.
Yes.
If you're willing to take that chance, you're implying to me you're willing to tie yourself to me.
That's your problem.
All right. I'm saying that, baby mama's maybe.
But it goes both ways. Y'all not understanding that this goes both ways. It's not just about a man, him having unprotected sex with her. It's about a woman having unprotected. She's letting him have, like, she's mm-hmm. okay with that. Mm-hmm. So good. That sends up, because, and let's be clear, it's not just women who are out here like, oh, he must want a relationship. There are niggas who are having unprotected sex, like, nah, that's my girl now. I don't know what the fuck she talking about. Like, you know what I mean? Like, guys are feeling the same exact way. So at the end of the day, yeah, so it's not just
guys
women out
trying
here.
To have unprotected sex feelings. Because they just want to fill your vagina.
Some men are. Some men will fall in love. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
It's not a relationship.
But that's not every man. There are some men out here who have unprotected sex and be like, nah, so you my girl now.
92.3%.
And you just like, that's what?
They just want to fill your vagina before y'all get into it.
You ain't saying nothing wrong. But at the end of the day, my thing is,
that's your philosophy. You're implying, not everybody.
If you're implying that him having sex is that he want to be with you and start a family and live happily ever after, and having unprotected sex with you, that's wrong. That's a in-the-moment thing. Now, although it's a life-changing decision, it's still an in-the-moment thing.
Facts.
So let's not confuse the two.
So who's got to take responsibility for that? Who has to take responsibility? Okay,
women.
Both of you.
But at the end of the day, it don't matter what the man want to do. You got to allow him.
You can't say that, but it's all, that's why I say conversations need to be had.
Because it affects your body more.
Absolutely. It does.
He can walk away with AIDS. You can walk away with AIDS and a baby. So you get double wear.
And everything.
Two times. Casanova style. You know what I mean?
This is my thing. We both got to take responsibility. And, this, and I think this is this whole this flip flop of the thing is why a lot of women end up having babies and then forcing the baby on a guy when he didn't want it. Because, like, first of all, why the fuck are you fucking me raw if you don't even want? Why you want to fuck me raw? But then I get a baby and you're like, well, I didn't want to have.
No, come on.
Stop. There's no two ways
raw,
about it.
If he fucked you raw, he was okay with the baby.
No, he's not okay with the baby.
But then he shouldn't be fucking raw.
Chill out for 1 second. So, hold on. What do you mean if a man is fucking raw, he don't want the baby? What do you mean by that?
It just means he want to fuck raw. It doesn't mean he want the baby.
He said
he's okay with the baby. That doesn't mean he want the baby.
Gotta want the baby.
Shut the fuck up. This is why you gonna commit murder. This is why the game is fucked up, my nigga.
Because when you gonna do a drill, you gonna do a drill, my nigga. No matter what it is,
I'm telling you,
if you gonna run down to commit murder and you get away, nigga, you were still a part of the
case. Every nigga that has sex with a chick raw isn't willing to commit to the baby.
Well, so why would you? Because I'm telling you, this is what I'm here for.
This is my philosophy.
Go ahead.
This
you can be wherever you want to be, but you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not telling
you the truth.
You
can tell the truth, but
shut up. Listen, this is because I'm telling you the truth. Don't mean I'm agreeing with the truth. A nigga want to fuck you raw because he want to feel what your pussy feel like. Don't mean he want to have a baby with you.
That's immature. All right, stop.
And there's a lot of immature grown-ass men walking around. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Nigga want to feel you raw. A nigga don't know what your pussy feel like and he fucking in the condom. Now, if he get you pregnant and he fucked you raw,
so
and
if
he
you're
don't want 30 a baby,
and that immature, you need to go to like a concentration camp and get your mind right.
And it's niggas like that.
You out here bugging,
nigga. That's a fact.
You out here bugging.
Because if you fuck raw, pregnancies happen. STDs happen. You gotta live with what you got.
And that's you a
fact. But it's niggas out here that's doing that. So don't think because he's fucking you raw, he wanna have a baby with you. Cause that is false.
But okay, no, ladies, I'm not saying that.
That's relax. Cause that's what blacks say.
No,
he said he's committed to the babies.
If you're doing that, you're fucking the narrative up. It's grown men watching that's gonna listen to you and be like, oh shit, now I went raw.
No, I just explained the whole thing.
If you're going raw,
I said that's not right.
Alright, cool.
I hear you, boss man.
Okay.
If you're going raw, if you're a grown man and you're putting raw pickle in pussy, you are saying I am okay with the outcome, no matter what the outcome is, nigga.
Facts.
It might be A.
That's what he's saying.
A grown man.
You're not thinking that way. He's saying that's what the situation is. It might not be a kid.
It might be herpes. It might be AIDS. It might be chlamydia.
That's a fact. That's a real grown man.
If you're lucky, it'll be a kid.
That's a real grown man.
If you're lucky, it'll be a kid.
I just said that.
If it is a kid,
but if it's not.
If it's a kid, you gotta do your end.
But my thing is,
you have to do your end. My thing is, I speak for the old general, the boy.
Don't think because a nigga go raw in you, ladies.
Fuck the boys. The boys shouldn't be watching this.
No, no, no. Because everybody watch us, bro. Men,
fuck the boy.
Boys,
if you're a little boy, don't
wait,
watch us.
Don't think because a nigga's going raw. I got four sisters. Don't think because a nigga go raw when you he wants you to have his baby. That's false.
But this is not what that we're false. This is not what women are thinking.
The way you're coming off
right
is as if we're blaming the women. You
gotta
I didn't say we're blaming the women.
I'm
saying the way you're coming off. It's like we're blaming them.
No.
We gotta also put it on the men. Nigga, put the condom on. Tell her you're not ready.
Facts.
Tell her you're not ready. Put the condom back on.
If you really wanna feel up pussy so much, ensure she's on birth control. Ensure that you're.
That shit don't mean nothing.
There's not even, at least you're making a step to ensure that you're probably not going to walk into that fucking thing because you cannot put your penis in somebody raw. And if they get pregnant, get mad at the fucking person.
Facts.
You cannot, the minute you slip the head in y'all niggas with the head in the body, motherfuckers.
Look, our time is coming.
If you put your penis in somebody raw, you have to. There's no two ways.
You have to be responsible for every single outcome, whether you wanted it or not.
Listen, with diseases and pregnancies possibilities, why do you think men and women take the risk?
Because what you just fucking said. People don't care. They don't care enough. They don't value it enough. Don't think about this shit enough.
I don't even think that they don't care. I don't even think that it's a camera thing. I think that people aren't thinking until the shit happens. Like, I'm always saying prevention is way better than the cure. Prevention is way better than a cure.
More people are reactive than proactive.
And this is what I'm saying. It's because too many people are having sex and irresponsibly. Like, you're having sex just because of the passion, just because it feels good, and you're not thinking of what can happen during sex. Pregnancy can happen during sex. STDs can happen during sex. Or fucking your pH balance being off could happen during sex. Like, not that that's the only thing, but there's so many factors that come with sex and people aren't thinking about it because they just want the feeling.
And you gotta also think, people are too mixy, man. All these hookahs and brunches and people are real fucking
and
Netflix
nasty.
And chills. People are too fucking
irresponsible
mixy
and
to
nasty.
Take the risk right now. It's too much new shit out. The Batman Forever is old. Now it's new shit out. Now you can get the Black Panther. Y'all don't even know what that is. What that is? All they doing is this to you. They hoping you get back.
And the problem is the culture has okayed it. It's become okay in our culture to not take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's been okay in our culture to not prevent these measures. You want to know how we okayed it? Watch when somebody posed a question. If a woman puts a man on child support for a child he didn't want, watch how the reactions come. Watching the reactions come. Man, gonna tell you, well, she should tell me she come off birth control. She should have this, she should have that, blah, blah, blah. Now she's fucking my life up. Nigga, thanks. You put your penis in the bitch raw. How the fuck she
it
did that?
It's your sperm.
You had to actually have to get your fucking dick erect. You had to want to fuck this bitch. You had to gay as shit hard. To put it in that. You came in the bitch and it was her
that's
fault.
That's a different topic.
What I'm saying is the culture has accepted it. The culture has defended the bullshit for so long. So now you think it's okay to skip out on being a good father because you didn't want it. Motherfucker, you fucked the bitch raw. You know you got sperm in you. And you know she got eggs in her. You know what the fuck could happen. You're a grown person. Facts. Take responsibility for your fucking kids. I don't care if you didn't want it or not.
Facts.
She should come for your fucking chick. I'm not mad at her for doing that. That's what the fuck I said. If you want to be a fuckboy and don't want... If you want to be a fuckboy and don't want to take responsibility for your shit, I'm not mad at her for coming at you. If you, regardless of the fact, you forcing a girl,
just saying, as an example, you not ready for a kid, you fuck up, you have an unprotected sex, you get the girl pregnant. So now she's pregnant, you try to convince her not to have a baby. Now you fucking crying, you fucking tight, you calling her all types of bitches, all this shit, just because you nutted in her and she got pregnant.
That's a different conversation.
That's not a different conversation. Wait. It's all about having unprotected sex.
I know
sex.
It's about unprotected sex.
These are the things that happen. You're being
irresponsible. Like if a man is telling you he don't want to have a baby,
then he shouldn't want to have a baby. But you
that's a whole other conversation.
Exactly. We not
why
fucking
take away,
we taking,
but why,
we
but why you
taking
away? Why you taking away his whole fucking? Alright, we don't.
Is that serious? Is sex that serious?
Yes. If a nigga telling you right after you say, "Oh, baby, I'm pregnant. I don't want to have no kids. I'm still gonna have this baby. I don't need you." But then you put him on child support. That's a whole different conversation, right? But I feel like personally that's wrong. But we ain't gonna talk about this today. We gonna talk about this another day.
Next week.
No,
we
have
to
talk
about
it.
We gotta talk about it next week.
Because that's some real shit. If
a
nigga telling you
shit.
I don't
and
want
some of
this
us
baby
going through
with
that.
You,
some of us either going through it or been through it.
I don't want this baby with you and you still want to have this baby, but you want to put me on child support? That doesn't make no type of
that's
sense.
A
if you put
a
baby up for adoption, you don't have to make
that's a different subject. You go in it.
Yeah, that's a different subject.
He's just about to go in. You going through some things?
I'll take care of my kids, man. Shout out to Keaton and Callie. I love them death. All my fucking heart, baby. You know what I'm saying?
He's angry just now.
The last basically question of this topic is who is more like free to have the unprotected sex, men or women?
What you mean?
Like, for instance,
what a girl tell you
when you get ready to have sex with a chick, it seems like nowadays chicks be offended when you pull out a condom and you want to have sex with them with a condom. It's like, nigga, what? Like,
you think
like
I got something?
Yeah. So
yeah,
to
the
me,
fuck I do think you
in
got
my
something.
Mind, yeah. In my mind, I think women like are open to have unprotected sex more than men because men are willing to bring the condom to the stage, and women is like, why you
that's
putting
good.
On a condom
that's
for?
Good.
Like, you think I'm dirty?
That's good.
Type
gotcha.
Shit. Like
gotcha.
They take it personal.
He got y'all.
I'm
that's
serious.
Good.
Like, women take offense to a man pulling out a condom. And you know what I'm saying?
Get them. They right there. Get them.
I'm getting them. I'm getting them. Y'all too. Brown skin, light skin. I'm getting the free microphone today, baby. It's lit. Women feel like they take offense when a man pull out a condom. And then they're like, women be like, oh, so you think I'm some dirty bitch or something? It's like, it's not even the case. It's just that I just want to protect myself. But women feel like if you put a condom on, you disrespecting them.
Like
so I think
them.
Women are like more open to having real sex than men.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Because if you have a few conversations and you talk to women and you fuck them, I mean, you pull your dick out, they're not looking for the condom. They don't care.
Especially if
men
you got that
are
thing.
Going
if you got that thing, they ain't looking
listen
for no
condom. I got a theory, but go first, then.
Safari can fuck every bitch right now, real.
That's not true.
He fuck you too.
No,
you can't. Tomboy.
No, he cannot.
Ty, give me answer. Don't listen to him.
I understand what you're saying. Shut those. No, I wouldn't.
You want to fuck Safari?
No, I wouldn't fuck Safari. Fucking stupid ass. And just pause the way you holding that microphone. It just looks weird.
I'm
but
gangster. Fuck out of here.
You can't be
bro.
A gangster holding your mic like that.
How you
mean
to hold it? Show me. Show me, baby.
You don't want me to show you.
Mic in your mouth.
He didn't put the mic in my mouth. Fuck out of here. Shit. Mouth wider than mine. You better chill.
Pause.
Move! I'm not fucking playing with you. I understand what you're saying, but I don't agree because I've been in situations where, like, a guy, I had to tell him, like, are you getting a condom? You know what I mean? Like, you know, so I don't agree. I think women tend to use that as a stepping stone with the person that they're interested in. Yeah, I think that's what I think. I think that women use it as a stepping stone to, like, get closer to a guy or, like, damn, if he does this and if he has unprotected sex with me, that must mean that he, like, I trust him because I like him and I want to be with him. So maybe he may feel the same exact way. Maybe this will get us closer or something like that. So, but I think that
so
guys
women are
nasty.
More open to have sex.
I don't think women are more open.
Women are more risky.
They're more risky with a person. I don't, like, I think a guy in the situation, I think guys will have multiple partners and have unprotected sex with multiple partners, and women will just be open to quickly have unprotected sex with one person. Does that make sense?
No woman is fucking one person, especially when she's single. Thank you.
That's good not
try.
True.
Tanya, go
that's
ahead.
Not true. No, because y'all not about to do that. That's not fucking true at all, because just because you're single doesn't mean you out here just fucking everybody. You could be single just
well,
because
you're
single.
Who you fucking? One
you
person? Why he a man then?
Who you fucking?
No, shut. Why he a man?
Who you
because
fucking?
I don't
you
want
fucking
him to
one
be my
person?
Man.
Who you fucking? I'm gonna tell
you fucking somebody.
Who you fucking?
That
what does that mean?
Raw, but he can't be your man. I'm gonna tell you something about
who you fucking protected.
No,
what you do that for?
Come on, I'm gonna tell
you
something about
who you fucking protected.
Come on, lie.
Not you. Move.
Are you having unprotected sex right now? You're a single woman.
No, I'm not having unprotected sex.
Then this question don't even apply to you. Just shut the fuck up. Let's go, Tyler.
I'm gonna slap the shit out of him before the show is over. Like, y'all
don't
see
you
like
have unprotected sex. So talk to me. I'm talking to people getting real penis.
Now you going with that. You were just asking me a whole different question. Now it's like, you're not having unprotected sex.
You're not related to the question. Tyler getting raw penis over here. She getting raw penis. Talk to people getting raw. You get latex penis. Don't talk to me. You get protected penis. Fuck out of here, my nigga. I'm talking to people who get over here getting raw dick. Raw car wash dick. Let's go. So, tell them what the suds and the bubbles are doing for your ass.
And whether or not you have medical coverage, let them know.
Facts. Obamacare is still going. Bush didn't cancel that shit yet.
What?
Go. I'm at the mic stretch over here now.
Yo, put that mic away. He needs to move that stupid ass mic.
Okay, the question was, why are women more dickheads?
Are women more susceptible to have raw sex than men? Yes. Now go.
How you gonna answer for her long answer?
Cause she let Cookie put that dick in her raw and she ain't get no test or nothing from him.
What?
I know this for
fuck?
A fact. Don't keep it
were
honest.
You there, sir?
Right? He told me.
That's for the hot seat. Anyway, so.
By the way, you answered. You didn't get no paperwork. You took a risk. I trust you, baby.
I lost my car this morning.
Girl, I must see. Can you wanna come up with that belly in there?
Are you clean? I lost my car this morning.
He had a net wife beater on and shit.
I washed his car this morning, girl. I mean, shit. It's Sunday, but go. Why are women more susceptible to give up, to let niggas go raw in them?
Two reasons. From the male perspective, I think men kind of hold back a little bit more than women because men, like, the judicial system is not necessarily a man's side, and the way kids and child support is going these days, a lot of men take a little bit more precaution naturally when it comes to having unprotected sex, but some of y'all motherfuckers still nasty anyway. As it comes for the women, I think, like Danny said, the average woman is fucking one person raw, but I think...
Mm-hmm.
I think for the most part, women want to do the raw sex faster in terms of so they can sexually charge the situation they're in. As in,
so women are hoes, is basically saying. Women are hoes.
No black.
So they want to sexually
niggas
charge.
Niggas are irresponsible.
They
want to
sexually charge what?
They're sexually charging the situation. Like I said earlier, you know, people... do the unprotected sex thing so they could jumpstart a relationship. You know, let them know I trust.
That sound like women are responsible.
We both are, motherfucker. But it's not.
I don't know that shit.
Y'all want me fucking answer or not?
You answer, but you answer. You are answering,
but you're telling on yourself too.
Circles.
You're telling on yourself a little bit.
How am I telling myself?
Because what you're saying is not.
I'm saying.
Why'd you have unprotected sex with Cookie and you didn't get tested?
What?
That's the question. Because you didn't get tested for Cookie. I know it's a fact.
Yo, are you there?
This is why I'm happy. I'm bringing this out of you. Mm-hmm. Why did you trust Cookie enough to fucking rule?
Because he's not you.
First of all, Cookie be around all them Eastern Parkway washing all cars. You trust that nigga. You better trust me, nigga.
TV watching them boats and shit.
I'm on the Grand Central. He on Eastern Parkway. That shit got heavy.
He be throwing powder on the nigga while he washing the cars. He be in.
It's that long way, son.
They be throwing powder on him and shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Facts, eggs, egg yolk, colors.
Listen.
Why?
Cookie be responsible.
Why did you trust him?
Why did you trust him? We're in a fucking relationship.
Before you was in a relationship, you had unprotected sex with him.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did.
You was a liar, Tanya.
You too freaky. You talk too crazy not to have unprotected sex. You was.
For any
you
relationship,
being freaky and irresponsible is two different things.
You was a thotty Bugatti. Look, freaky comohoism.
Before it's over, before it's over, right, and you in a relationship, kind of just an introduction to the sex. After like two or three
times, we had sex.
You're going raw after the fourth time. This is a fact. I know this about everybody's sex life.
That's a fact.
Even before you're in a relationship, you it's fuck a nigga two or three times, you're going to fucking raw. It is what it is. Like, it's sad, but this is reality. This is why I'm happy.
That's a fact.
Why did you trust him to go raw
after the fourth time? Because he's not fucking you.
You keep
because
saying
he's
that.
Not fucking you.
Listen, live brother, that's
that
a bad
mean?
Answer.
What does that
that's
mean?
That's a bad answer.
Live brother, that health insurance, I'm good.
I already slept with three people.
I work for the city. Cookie don't work for the city. Cookie don't work for the city. You work at Nathan's.
Hey, yo, Tanya, how see you coming soon? We gonna find out why she fucked raw, sir. We at the end of our show. You want to answer that question before we end it?
Yo, what the hell?
How you want to answer this question before we end this shit?
First of all, the bitch been on contraceptives. I'm just saying.
So you just worried about not getting pregnant. You don't care about getting herpes.
She's okay with it. She's good with it. Fuck it.
She's okay with taking that luggage.
They both moved in here.
Tanya's okay with getting luggage for life. That Louis V lasts forever.
Y'all niggas got y'all own...
I don't know. They got
their own perspective.
Let's get out of here, man.
Yo, we about to get out of here, yo.
I'm so happy that
Brand Holy Water Podcast. Thank you for pulling up today. We about to be at the end of the show.
Tanya just fucking and be fucking.
Yeah, she fucking is just to keep her Louis V for life. She don't keep that luggage forever.
Cookie cannot feel special at this.
No, Cookie gotta feel special because she gonna
impossible.
She gonna keep that herpes forever.
You a regular bag of Oreos, nigga.
Tanya, we not gonna cut you off this week because we cut you off last week. But you gotta get your shit out quick. We ain't that long winded shit. Let's go. Go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
You the dollar pack of Oreos, nigga.
Get your shout out.
Yo, 347-356-4855. That's number for Level Up Car Wash. Fuck you, La. Oh my god. Shout out to my cookie that apparently I've been fucking raw since whenever. But shout out to him, Level Up Car Wash, your body y'all ting. Hit me up on Instagram, hit me up on Facebook. I got y'all wigs. I know y'all got y'all tax money, so hit me up.
Car wash come with an STD test, baby. Holla. Yo, Danny, it's on you. Go ahead.
You got me going in circles.
Girl, when I'm missing. Go ahead, Danny. You single. Go, talk, Danny. Talk. Make your shit quick. Go ahead.
Okay, shout out.
You single. Took your wig off, guys.
I'm so happy y'all don't know my life. Like,
I know your life. You ain't gonna lie to me. I'll talk to them right now and tell them about your life.
We ain't gonna tell them.
What happened?
Talk to whoever you want to talk to, bro.
Not yet, hot seat, hot seat.
Talk to whoever you want to talk to.
Go, whatever. Yeah, you so mysterious. So mysterious. Go,
man. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in.
Single ass.
You want me or something? You no, always calling
I'll
me
pass.
Single. Okay,
I'll
so
pass.
Shut the fuck up
pumpkin
and stop
pie.
Stop
pumpkin
worrying
pie.
About me being single. Motherfucker. Fuck you too.
I'll pass you the lie.
Don't pass me to nobody. I'm not a basketball. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy.
Keep a condom on, you fucking with
That's
Danny,
it.
Yeah?
Yep, keep a condom on.
You done?
Yes, I'm done. That's all I got.
Ladies, force lie to wear a condom.
What are you doing with this shit?
Okay,
bitch.
Oh,
white. You know it. All right,
hold on. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself.
Shout out to the Brown Hoodie Water Podcast. I'd like to thank my whole staff.
Your staff? Nigga, we'll work for you.
That worked for me. Shout out to
the Nigga, he got us on payment. Pay your
shout
man
to
shit.
I am Bad Girl Tanya. Shout out to the Tomboy. Shout out to everybody, man.
To the Tomboy.
I'm sorry, I don't know your name correctly.
It's fine.
I just want to say shout out to Brown Hollywood Podcast, man. I appreciate y'all. Yeah, we the dopest podcast out. I watch other podcasts and we all some shit, man. We all funny as fuck. Y'all shit us, y'all spread love. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what it is. People holler at me from all types of states and countries, and it gotta be show for something. Brownhollywoodpodcast.com. Get your hoodies and shirts. Shout out to We All In Clothing. This is my man's
Chris
shirt right here. Shout out to Chris. Yeah. Everybody asked me who shit is this on 165 in Jamaica Avenue.
Yeah.
Go get you a sweater, a shirt, a hat, all that shit, man. Shout out to the bro Southside Lovers in the building. Also, my man Corey, his birthday is on Wednesday, but we're going to shout him out today, man.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Shout out to Corey.
Corey Court.
Shout
Ain't
out no
Steph.
Motherfucker, yes, man. I love
that nigga. Yes, Steph,
nigga. You already know that's like my brother, like my mother's son.
Stephanie's birthday is tomorrow. Happy
you
birthday.
Your shout out, so fuck
she
Stephanie.
Just posted it. Really?
Yo, what?
Stephanie, you wow. heard
Stephanie
that, Stephanie.
Yes.
That's what you get for talking
no, no,
so much.
Stephanie Montanez, I'm sorry, baby. I love you.
Damn,
I love you.
Danny got passionate.
No. Stephanie Montanez. She
been talked too damn much.
Stephanie official. She's official. Day one.
Stephanie, I had your
Day
back.
One.
Nah, for my whole
Stephanie,
heart.
You know what?
Check.
I'm going to cash app you $5,
that,
girl.
March 9th, you know what I'm saying? You can catch us out. The venue's changed. We're going to be at Lust. We're going to hang out. We're going to have a good time. And we're going to celebrate Black's birthday. It ain't my birthday, but we're going to act like it's my birthday. So y'all want to come out and see me?
Jesus Christ. He just gave the lights, guys.
I act like it's not his birthday. Act like it's for me. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm here for. I act like it ain't Black. Fuck Black. Black kick everybody out the group for arguing with him. I don't. I subscribe to the Brown Holy Water Podcast Facebook group. We talk there. We have good Facebook conversations.
You're talking too much at this point.
Word.
I'm
like
Tanya. I'm
the violins are playing. Get off
tonight.
The stage.
I'm long winded tonight.
Get off the stage.
Please get off the stage.
But,
Fuck yeah. All right, that's it.
All
right,
we gonna pass it to Black.
You know all right. Let me wrap this up. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. I want to let y'all know one thing before I tap out. As far as the Brown Holy Water Podcast group, understand that the group is based off the podcast. So everything we post is a conversation starter. We're starting a conversation. It's not to stroke your ego. It's not to make you feel good. It's to start a conversation on various topics. So I know it's a lot of people that's in the group that think that, you know, we're bashing or we're doing this or we're doing that. No, we're starting conversations based on realistic topics. Let's not act like everyone's life is peaches and cream. Let's be realistic and act like a few of us lives are rocks and donuts. You know what I'm saying? It just don't go together. So focus on that and understand that that's what the group is made for. It's made for a conversation starter. And hopefully within the conversation, we get to learn something or get something that could probably help us in our real lives. You know what I mean? Other than that, everybody else that fuck with your boy, I see y'all this Friday, Club Lust. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Black Success. We fucking with that Yave. Preach, you can play the video. You already know what it is. I holla at y'all, man. 2940 with 29 Zone. Yeah.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that Brown Holy Water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share,
and follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Girl, we the best, but I ain't the one that got sip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it. Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it. Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it.